When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
So there's a recent exchange on MSNBC where Jen Psaki and Rachel Maddow are basically mocking Americans for caring about the issue of immigration. We'll play that clip later in the show. But we're seeing immigration obviously take center stage and become a top issue heading into the 2024 election. This comes at a time where Americans have seen millions of illegal aliens enter the United States under Joe Biden. And with that has come crime. With that has come a massive financial responsibility on the backs of American taxpayers who are already struggling in Joe Biden's economy and in Joe Biden's America. With all that, we also see Chinese nationals and people coming from all these enemy nations into the United States as well. How will this play out this election cycle? We're going to ask Senator Marsha Blackburn from the great state of Tennessee. This is a big issue for her. It's one that she's hearing when she's going around her state and speaking with people. So we're going to get her take on all of this and more. Stay with us. Senator Blackburn, it's always an honor to have you on the show. So we are recording this for the audience before Joe Biden's State of the Union speech. Before we get into anything serious, is it hard to not make faces when he speaks? I feel like I'm like a terrible poker player, and so I feel like my face would show it all. I always wonder how hard it is to sit there and try to, you know, not smirk or not be angry.
And just a response to much of what he says, because as I am across our state in Tennessee every year and talking with people, I hear them talk about the impact of illegal aliens that are in their communities, the crimes that have been committed, the loss of life from some of our angel parents, and they still grieve those instances. And you know, many of these people have come across the border illegally. You look at Laken Riley and her death. And Lisa, that is somebody Joe Biden paroled into the country, which is a special classification. And he has paroled 800,000 in 22, 1.2 million in 23. Granting them this status, they can get work permits, they can get benefits. And, you know, compare that to Obama, who paroled about 5,600 people a year, and Trump had about the same number. So you hear some of these things that this administration kind of makes up, and you know that these are untruths. It's things like for 3 years they've said the border is secure, and now all of a sudden, because of polling, they're saying the border is a crisis.
But, Joe Biden says that this is on you guys. This is on Republicans in Congress for failing to act. And this is your fault, is what he says.
Well, that is what he says. And people know that is just not true. They know that under President Donald Trump, he listened to the Border Patrol. They said, we need three things. We need a physical barrier. That's where the phrase build the wall came from. They also said, we need to make certain that we have better technology where we can't have a wall, and we need more officers and agents. And Donald Trump said, great. That's what we'll do. We'll build the wall. We'll get you some better technology, and we'll put some more funding into having enough people down here to do the job. So the American people know that they did not have the rash of fentanyl, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, gangs that are coming in from Venezuela and El Salvador and other places. And that they are seeing this in their communities. They're living it firsthand. They are seeing the fentanyl death and overdoses. They are seeing the crime. They're experiencing the carjackings. They are seeing the DUIs and the accidents that are being given out to people that are illegally in the country. And then someone loses their life or they're badly injured and their life is altered.
Senator, I saw this clip on MSNBC recently, and I was dumbfounded. It's an exchange between Jen Psaki and Rachel Maddow. You might have seen it, but I want to play it real quick and then get your reaction afterwards.
I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yes. I mean, again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
Build the wall.
Like, what? How do you think the Democrat Party became so out of touch?
The Democrat Party has refused to admit that illegal immigration is an issue. They have felt that opening the border, which, by the way, has been Biden's border policy, it's to dissolve our border and to let any and all come in, people from 170 different countries last year. And Lisa, they have looked at it as this is an act of compassion. What the American people have figured out is there is nothing compassionate about this. Women and children are physically, mentally, emotionally, drug, and sexually abused as they make this journey. And now groups across the country are recounting what they are hearing from these illegal immigrants who are coming in. They are seeing people that are being put into servitude to the cartels to work out their fee. They're seeing the reports on their local news about children that are being put into labor gangs in different manufacturing or meat processing facilities, things of that nature. That's not reporting coming from Republicans. That's reporting coming from the New York Times. And for the Democrats to deny that illegal immigration is an issue is something that is foolish, because the American people know that we're a nation of laws, that we abide by the rule of law. And if you are breaking the law, you are acting in an unlawful manner. And this is where the American people are saying, well, you can't illegally enter the country and stop trying to make illegal entry legal. And they've had it. They've said enough is enough. And when you talk to angel parents, when you look at what happened to Lake and Riley, when you look at the rapes of 14-year-old girls, the death of a 2-year-old, the bludgeoning of a man, when you see some of these immigrants that are attacking police officers, people are saying, no, this is not what we want. This is not how immigration works. If you want to come to the country, come legally and let us know who you are and why you're coming.
Why are so many Chinese nationals entering the United States?
Yeah, you know, Lisa, that is a really good question, because you don't leave China unless the Chinese Communist Party has given you permission to leave China. It's just not like you walk out or you get an exit visa to go somewhere else. The Chinese Communist Party controls all of this. And we know that the Chinese Communist Party and some of the China cartels have worked hand in hand with the Mexican cartels to China supply the active pharmaceutical ingredients, all of the makings for fentanyl and for crystal meth, and it's being manufactured in facilities by Chinese scientists just south of the Mexico-Arizona border. And then, of course, the cartels are the distribution network. And our American young people ages 18 to 45 are the target market for the cartels. Right now, fentanyl is the number one killer of Americans at age 18 to 45. And to see all of these single young adult males choosing to enter the country, knowing that these cartels, China cartels, have worked with these drug distributors, knowing that you've got the human trafficking, knowing that the Chinese Communist Party is active in surveillance of the United States, knowing they keep continuing to try to buy farmland, and in the cities, they keep trying to put up their surveillance operation with police stations. This should really be alarming to the American people. 24,000
Yep.
In 2023 alone.
No, it's so alarming. You know, I wanted to get you on this. So, you know, Joe Biden has clearly made the decision that he can't run on his record because it's abysmal, and he's upside down on all the issues. So instead, it's to attack Donald Trump. It's the threats to democracy narrative. Do you think he'll be successful in driving that narrative?
I do not. I think the Democrats are going to go after the threats to democracy and a couple of other issues. But for the American people, the border is issue number one. The Biden economy is issue number two, and crime in the streets of their communities is issue number three.
CNN was recently talking about how, you know, Donald Trump has just completely reshaped the Republican Party. It's now the party of, you know, working people, including voters of, you know, minorities as well. What do you think the Republican Party stands for today?
The Republican Party stands for the American dream, for, I call it the Great Opportunity Party, and the GOP would be well served to change that moniker. It is about freedom. I say there's the big five: faith, family, freedom, hope, and opportunity for all Americans. And Ronald Reagan said it so very well, that you do not pass freedom along generation to generation in the bloodstream. You pass it along by defending it. And that means having a strong military and peace through strength, a strong economy. It means being that city on the hill, that beacon for freedom, that place that people want to be. And when you erode that, when you try to diminish American exceptionalism, you lose that. And the American people are looking at this and saying, hey, wait a minute. We don't want our best days to be behind us. We've got kids and grandkids. We're worried about them. We're worried about their future. We want them to continue to live their version of the American dream. And Lisa, for everyone, it's going to be different. And the Democrats are going to have a very hard time as they look at this. What are they for? Making us a weaker nation? What are they for? Diminishing our freedom? What are they for? More power to the government? Those are all questions that their candidates are going to have to answer.
No, I think you summarized that, you know, really well, and I totally agree with you. I just praying this turns out for us, because, you know, Lord knows we need to turn this country around. It's been a mess under Joe Biden. Senator Marsha Blackburn, I always love having you on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on. It's always an honor.
I'm delighted to join you. Thank you so much. And your audience can keep up with us at social media at Marsha Blackburn or my Senate website, blackburn.senate.gov.
Well, we love you and we appreciate you making the time.
You got it. Take care.
That was Senator Marsha Blackburn from the great state of Tennessee. Appreciate her making the time. Appreciate you guys at home for listening every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. I want to thank John Cassio, my producer, for putting the show together. Until next time.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa,
and not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day, and regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.